It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we could be together today. I'd like you to guess what this might be. Do you have any idea? With a kind of a wheel on top and a stem on the bottom. There's even a hole down at the very bottom. Of course, if I turned it this way, the hole would be at the top. And the wheel would be at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I'll show you how it sounds if I go like this to the edge of it. Hear that ding? I can do that to the back part of it because it's not sharp back here. It is sharp on the front, though. I'll take you to the kitchen and show you a little more about it there. It's nothing for fish, nope. Just pretend that there is something to eat on this tray. Something that fills almost the whole tray. And I will take this and cut like that. Cut like that. Cut like that. Cut like that. I'm cutting pieces of something. Pieces of some, pieces of pizza, that's it. That's really a pizza cutter. Did you ever see one before? Well, Chef Brockett has a man at the bakery today who is making pizza. And that's why I wanted to show you this. He may use one of these too, but I'd like you to meet him. Before I go, I want to show you something a friend of mine taught me once. Let me see if I can remember. Holding a tray like this. Not a glass one, of course, but a tin one or aluminum one like this. And try to turn it around so that you can keep it up like that. And not drop whatever's in it. I'll put that pizza cutter on it and try it now, see if I can do it with that. Little shaky, but it takes a lot of practice. Yeah. If you have a plastic bowl or something like that, you could try it. Try balancing it. I'd like to take you over to Chef Brockett's bakery now, okay? So that I could show you that gentleman who makes pizza. Mm-hmm. Will you come? All right, to Chef Brockett's bakery.
Hi, Miss Davis. Thank you very much.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. Hi, Jose.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Buenos dias, Jose.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está usted?
Bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
¿Y usted?
Oh, we're having a buen dias here, I'll tell you.
Buenos dias, right
yeah,
here,
yeah,
huh?
Right.
Yes.
I've showed my friends the cutter, and the tray for the pizza, but I'd really like to show them how a pizza's made.
My friend Judge in the back. Come on back.
Good. Come along. See you later, Jose.
How soon?
This is Joe Sabatini, Fred Rogers.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Sabatini.
And this is Joe's boy, Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Hi.
What a fine boy you are. You here helping your dad?
Yeah.
Good. I'd like to see how a pizza's made. My friend has come with me, and I'd like very much to show them, if you may.
Well, they've made a lot of pizzas. They really know how to do it.
Good. First, we bang on the dough. We want to spread it as evenly as possible. Right, Gino?
Mm-hmm.
Gino helps me in the pizza business here.
Joe, I've been watching you do that all day. Could I try it once?
Sure.
Okay. You know how it is when when you watch somebody, you really want to...
That's not right, Chifaka. Let me show you how to do it.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Is that the way?
The tips of your fingers, huh?
Yeah.
That way?
But flat, like this.
I see. Not the very tips, but the try to go like this, but flat,
yeah,
huh?
Like this.
I get it.
Look how he's learned from his dad.
How about that, huh?
Could I try it?
Yeah, go ahead. You try it, friend.
Is it down like that?
Yeah. Flat. That's right.
Nope. You have to close your fingers up.
Oh, you close them?
Yes.
Now, what's the idea? To try to push it out and make it bigger?
Is yes.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I've spread out there like that with a rolling pin. I guess that wouldn't work with pizza, huh? It's better to do with your hand.
Some people use a rolling pin, but the hand method seems to work much better.
Uh-huh.
Right, Gino? Gino's getting to be an all pro with this.
Yeah.
Father and son working that together.
Yes. And up, boy, Gino. We're making it bigger now. Yes, right away. It'll be almost a full-size pizza, huh? Okay.
Does he often help you at your shop?
Yes. He spends quite a bit of time there helping me. He's learning as well as he is helping me.
Now, I don't understand what you're doing now.
I'm using my thumbs and forefingers to make the pizza bigger. Then we throw it up.
I like that.
Great. That's
good.
It's all.
Yeah, it's all. No matter what else I was doing today, Fred, when it was time for Joe to throw the pizza, I kept coming back just to watch that. You know.
I would hope so. That is really fun. I didn't know you did it up in the
air. That's something you'd have to practice a long time before you would know how to do that.
Oh, sure. Just build it on this board, huh?
Uh-huh. Yes. See how he does the edges like that?
Yes. What's that for?
Well, what he does, he builds those edges up, and then all the things that he puts on the pizza to make it taste better, all the different ingredients, they don't fly off there, you know, they don't roll away. It kind of holds all the cheese and whatever.
Prevents it from falling off the edge. When you shake it in the oven, sometimes it has a tendency to fall off the edge. If you don't have the... We don't crimp it.
It's like a little fence all the way around there.
Yes,
really.
Yes.
A little fence or a little wall almost.
Then to add further zest.
Daddy, how can this come off?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
There's another one.
Yeah.
We try to make them real nice, don't we, Gino?
Well, the idea, I guess Gino feels, is to keep it inside the border. Huh?
Right. Yes.
You know what I like about pizza? Do you know pizza means pie?
Pie?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's an Italian word for pie, right?
Right, definitely.
But you know why I like it? It's, you know, there are so many different kinds of people who like different kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I like about pizza, Fred, you can do it with sausage for a person that likes sausage. Or if somebody just likes cheese, you can just do it with cheese. Or if somebody likes a lot of different things, you can put a lot of different things on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that don't eat meat, they do them with pizza, with tuna. Tuna fish, too.
Yes, that's correct.
But the plain pizza one usually is just the cheese and tomato, right, to begin with.
Yes, that's a basic plain pizza.
Hey, Gino, what do you like on your pizzas?
I just like cheese, plain.
He likes the plain cheese
plain,
pizza.
See, that's the basic pizza.
Uh-huh.
What's that on top of the cheese and nothing else?
Just sauce and cheese.
Now we're putting the sweet green peppers on, right, Gino?
I have. hate them.
You don't like those too well, huh? Okay, and some mushrooms. Sprinkle those on.
I hate the mushrooms too.
But you like just the cheese.
Use that other bowl because that's getting empty.
Use the bowl in the back too?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I like it with all those things. That's my kind of way.
And Gino likes the plain kind.
And he likes the plain kind.
Have you always been interested in cooking?
Yes, ever since I was younger, my dad had the pizza shop, and I always became interested in seeing him make the pizza. And
so you learned from him?
Yes.
And now Gina's learning from you.
See how we spread it on evenly?
Mm-hmm.
This way we make a nice, neat pizza.
Mm-hmm. And the sauce kind of goes all around when it cooks, and everything kind of mixes together.
But look how graceful.
Oh, there's a pepper.
Okay.
There you go.
Keep it all in the lines.
Boy, it's good to have a helper like Gina.
He keeps me in line.
Okay. Doesn't that look beautiful?
I tell you, those people out there in the soda shop really enjoy it, too.
I guess so.
They've really been liking it.
Have you been busy today?
Oh, yeah. It's been tremendous. I'm really glad Joe came because everybody's enjoyed it.
Well, should we put this one in the oven?
Fine.
Take her up.
See how it goes.
Smells good, huh, Fred?
It does.
Wow.
Now, how long will that have to stay in there?
Oh, perhaps 8, 10, 12 minutes, somewhere in there.
I see. I saw a couple others in there. Are they almost ready?
In fact, we have one just about ready to come out now. Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to see one that's cooked.
My pizza ready.
Oh.
Audrey.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Are you in there cleaning?
Oh, no. I'm in there helping. I took a day off today, and I'm having the best time. I love to cook, and I'm making sundaes and sodas that you wouldn't believe. A little extra whipped cream and a little extra everything.
I bet.
Odd's done a tremendous job for me. I've been so busy over there in the soda shop, I couldn't have done it without her.
Well, I wondered who was helping you.
Yep.
There's a little more to me than my cleaning business.
Well, I've known that for a long time.
Oh, do you know what? I'd like to have, Odd, do you need every one of these? Because I'd like to have one piece for Fred.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't need it.
All righty.
Careful talk.
But my customers are so hungry. You know, they order once, they want reorders.
Okay, I just like the... Oh, good.
Excuse me. Well, I'll go take care of my hungry customers.
Thanks for the good job, Art.
Oh, you're welcome. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for this.
You're welcome.
Boy, this was a treat to watch you make that, Mr. Sabatini.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
I'm glad to meet you. You're a fine boy, Gino.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad he knows it, too. Have a good day.
We'll see you, Fred.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you see how he throws it up?
Yeah, I saw it before. It's really something, huh?
It's great. Have a good day.
You too, Mr. Rogers.
Adios.
Adios, Mr. Rogers.
Gino helped his dad. He helps him with his pizza business, just the way his dad helped his dad many years before. No wonder Gino feels so good about himself. I think I'll cut this piece that they gave me in two pieces so that I can give one piece to my one son and one piece to my other son for dinner. Now it's two pieces. Mm-hmm. Some people like to eat pizza a lot, and some people don't eat pizza at all. No, sure was fun to see that being made. Fish food for the fish. Don't give them any pizza. There you are, fish. was thinking about it, the way he threw that up in the air. The pizza, and then it came down. He caught it, worked with it. Something you have to practice, of course, to be able to learn that. There are lots of things you have to practice. You just can't make believe that they're going to happen and then they happen. No. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You have to do it. Every little bit, you have to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it. You did it. You did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you have to do it. Every little bit, you have to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one sure way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You have to do it. Every little bit, you have to do it. Do it, do it, do it, and when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it. You did it. You did it. Let's have some make-believe, all right? Let's pretend something about pizza in the neighborhood of make-believe. The trolley. We could pretend that somebody throws a pizza up in the air, and since it's make-believe, it stays up there. All right? Let's have that for neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley?
Sorry, trolley. Oh, it's just that I'm so very disturbed. No, no. It has nothing to do with Prince Tuesday. He's playing with his new box as happy as a clam. It's a pizza. I threw it up in the air, and it didn't come down. Oh, trolley, I've just got to keep my eye on the sky. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob Dog. I really am sorry. It's just that everything's so very disturbing.
Yeah, well, what's the matter?
It's a pizza. I threw it up in the air, and it won't come down. And Edgar's so very angry with me, and oh, my.
Oh, my is right. A pizza? That could fall down on my head. And they sometimes get very hot.
Oh, Bob Dog, please don't go. I need your help. Edgar wants his pizza back right away.
All right.
Get our humorous hope for this song.
Did you lose a pizza too, X?
Oh, no, I'm looking for my OCS lesson.
Oh.
And we're looking for a flying pizza.
Oh, well, we can all look together. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I know it's coming, but I don't know when. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I know it's coming, but I don't know when.
X.
When or where?
Could that possibly be it?
What?
Oh, X. I think it is.
What?
I think it's coming.
Oh, the pizza. Oh, that does look like a pizza. Look at it flying through the air. Look at that. Well, forevermore.
Hey. Oh, thank you. Thank you, pizza. Oh, how nice it came down.
Isn't it hot?
No, because when it's up in the sky, it cools off.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, pizza. We're not landing on my head.
Hey, listen.
God, dog.
Listen, Miss Polificate.
Yes.
What's that paper thing there on the pizza?
Well, it's nothing I put on.
Huh.
It looks like a message.
Yeah, it certainly
It is a message.
Does. What's it say?
It's not hot.
Okay.
It cools off in the air.
All right.
Well, now, wait a moment. OCS lesson for X the Owl, delivered by Pizza Parcel Post.
Oh, my lesson by Pizza Parcel Post. PPP.
And it says, enclosed is a test. Ask someone you like to ask you the questions.
A test? Well, I haven't even had my lesson.
Well, that's what this says. Enclosed is a test.
Oh. Well, okay. My good old school wouldn't ask me to take a test unless they thought I was ready.
That's right. Now, shall I open the question?
Yeah, fly right into it.
Question, can you count to 10 by twos?
10 by twos? Why, sure I can. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I've been doing that for 2 days.
Well, it says, congratulations. You have learned your lesson by using it. We hope you will continue to learn by doing.
Learn by doing. Why, I learned without even trying.
That's right, X.
Well, I'm very proud of you, X.
Aw, thanks.
Proud of you, I'm proud of you.
You.
I hope that you are proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope that you are proud of you, too.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of me, too, but...
What?
But... I was waiting for something new to do, and it's over already. My lesson's over already.
Well, now, wait a minute, X.
What?
At the bottom of the page, it says, you may have been expecting a new lesson today.
That's right.
Even though you learned your lesson well, we'll send you an optional lesson tomorrow.
Optional?
What does that mean?
It means you can do it if you want to.
Do it if you want to? Hey, you mean I can get a lesson and do it if... 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? OCS, keep those lessons coming. Oh, boy, I'll get another one. Thanks ever so much.
Okay, yeah,
oh,
we'll
boy,
see.
Who do we appreciate? OCS. who do we appreciate?
Oh, well, I've got to get this pizza back to Edgar immediately.
Yeah, wait a minute. Could I come? I'd like to see those pizzas made, too.
Sure you can.
Okay.
But you know something, Bob Dog. Only the experts should throw it up in the air.
Yeah, I'll say.
Trolley, the pizza came back to us.
Yeah, and it had a lesson attached to it, Trolley.
Two, four, six, eight. Who do we appreciate? OCS. Mm-hmm. Did you ever say anything like that? 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate? Then you can say any word you want. Sure. What about that pizza that went up and then stayed up and then came down? Well, that could happen just in the neighborhood of make-believe. But there are some things that go up in the air, stay up there, they have wings on them, and they carry people, and come down in another city? What are those things? Airplanes. Sure, there are some things that go up and stay up a while and then come down. But you can think of the things that go up and come down right away. Sure. I want to wash these off. I'll just let that stay there. I'll take this home and use it later. You know, I was just thinking, I like to make up songs about things that I'm thinking about. A long time ago, made up a song about trees. My dad loved trees. Oh, he planted many, many little trees like this. And then our whole family would just watch them grow and grow through the years. Something about trees that are just great. This is a song that you could learn very easily because it just says the word tree over and over again. Tree, 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 tree. We love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love. When I think about you, I have a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Have more things to do tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know. That I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Be back tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.